Finally, Kenyanga the ostrich reached the house of Osebo the leopard. And Osebo the leopard turned and with his sharp fangs, dripping with saliva, looked at the ostrich and said, Kenyanga! What yummy, tasty, low-fat ostrich meat! What do you want?
Osebo, hi. It's like really good to see you. What's that smell? What wicked breath. Listen, Osebo. Anyway, Niami the Sky God asked me, Kenyanga the Ostrich, to ask you if we could borrow your drum. Please.
And Osebo the Leopard, being the leopard that he is, bared his sharp claws. And with his sharp fangs, dripping of saliva, looked at the ostrich and said, No, Kenyanga, you will never take my drum!
Now stop it with that drum playing! You ready? Alright, ready! I'm having a bad, bad day. Niami, I went to the house of Osebo the leopard, and I asked him, Osebo, hi, it's me, Kenyanga the ostrich with the long skinny legs and all that kind of stuff. Can we borrow your drum, please? He said to me,
No, you'll never take my drum.
Niame the Sky God looked down at the animals and asked them still yet a third time,
Is there no one of you who is brave enough and strong enough to bring me the great djembe drum of Osebo the leopard?
Niame, Niame, down here. It is me, Akakiagia, the little turtle.
Akakiagia, why, you're just a little teeny turtle. If Tembo the mighty elephant could not do it, and Kenyanga the swift ostrich could not do it, what makes you think that you can do it?
Well, it wouldn't hurt for me to at least try.